good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. The Lord has truly blessed us to come, to edify, to build, to grow together as we strive to do holy and divine will. Well, we're going to finish up Judges on tomorrow, then we'll go to Ruth one day. Then where are we going, brother? First Samuel? Is that right? All right. Boy, I tell you what. Children of Israel were so hard-headed, weren't they? My. Them judges couldn't do nothing with them. Amen. But I wasn't going to bring that up because I feel so good today. Amen. Because I'm here today not because I ain't been so good, but by the grace of God. Amen. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there is none righteous, what? No, not one. So Romans 15:4 show is right. Whatsoever things are written aforetime, written for our learning. And boy, I learn, I meditate, and I thank God, amen, for the power of the blood, amen. That the 1 John 1:9, that we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and wash away our sins. So I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Hope you got your book up to date today. Today we begin week 13. If you do not have your book updated, please see Brother Brown. And Brother Brown will be so happy right now. Just give it to him. And just say, take care of it for me. Okay, let's go ahead and begin our book of Galatians this morning. I hope you got that sheet right there. That's what we had last day. Hope you pulled it out of your book. And how many don't have that sheet from last week? The book of Galatians. Okay, I got one right here for you. All right, she got you one? Okay, good. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to impose on Brother Frazier, and I should have made him downstairs go make me about 12 to 15 copies of that, because that's the next slide we're going to look at this morning as we continue to study together. But pull your sheet out. The book of Galatians chapter 1, we talked about it. Paul, the author, to defend the doctrine of justification by faith, warned against reversion to Judaism, vindicated Paul's own apostolic authority, to whom were written to the churches of Galatia, a district in Asia Minor. And these are key words that we're going to be looking at: faith, grace, liberty, and freedom. Amen. Right? John 8:31-32. If you continue my word and deeds, shall be my disciples, shall know the truth, and the truth shall be free. And these are some of the key verses that we're going to be looking at. And let's go through them right quick, and then we're going to go to our next slide for this morning. And then what we're going to do is open up the book of Galatians. I know we're going at it kind of backwards, but you're going to see why in a minute as I emphasize these scriptures here as we understand what is the will of the Lord. So here we go. We went to John 1:6. We talked about that last week, John 1:11-16. We talked about that last week. Go to chapter 3 and verse number 1, where he called them foolish. Chapter 3 and verse number 1. And what you should do as you study this book, all these key scriptures, you need to hook them up. Read in your Bible, like hook up 1:6 to 1:11. 1:11 to 3:1. 3:1 to 4:19. 4:19 to 5:17. Then through 6:15. Just hook them up read in your Bible, because as we study this book, we're going to be going to them from time to time. And the next chart we go through, you're going to see in relationship, because we're going to compare it to the whole 66 in relationship to the law of the Old Testament, amen, all the way up until grace and truth of John 1:17. So you're going to see why it's so important, because the problem was that they wanted to hold on to what? The law. They want to go back to the law. And that's the reason why I'm going this way to teach you this way, because I want you to see it this way. But also want to emphasize, and this is another point, brethren. Here we go again. I'm being repetitious. I'm being redundantly. If you don't understand the 66, I'm telling you, brother, if you don't have that in your book, if your mindset, your understanding to know so you can be transformed, it's not there. Somewhere. You don't have to memorize it. You might not can't say it like I can say it, but somewhere you got written down on a cheat sheet somewhere. It should be in your book, or we got you several charts in your book that breaks down the 66, the 39, and the 27. See, if you don't understand the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, and understand as we go through the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, see, Joshua, See, Judges, Ruth, and 1 Samuel. See, if you're not where we are right now and don't understand what we're doing, that is to have an understanding. See, you're not going to understand when you get into Galatians. This morning, in our morning lesson, we're going to talk a little bit about the book of Hebrew. Because in the book of Exodus, the last chapter of the book of Exodus, tabernacle, building the tabernacle back. The Ark of the Covenant. Ain't it all there? See, but if you're not going to understand Hebrews 8, 9, and 10. See, you got to understand that. But see, to understand that, you got to understand the 4, the 1, the 21, the 1. See, and that's the problem with most people who are in a religious nature. You hear me say a spiritual nature. Because there's a difference between a religious nature and a spiritual nature. You understand what I'm saying? See, religiously, I try to drink 64 ounces of water every day. Sometime, somewhere, I try to put it in me. Religiously, every day. You see, to the point I got me a checklist. 1 bottle, 2 bottles, 3 bottles, 4 bottles. See, now I try to do that religiously because that's doing something in a habitual way. But spiritual, that is, it must be by authority. That is, you can go to the 66 and you can prove it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And that's the point. So look at your Bible. Here we go again. I'm going to say it again. Hook that up, brother. Do it. Understand it. Because when we get there, you need to understand that. So let's go to chapter 3 and verse 1. He called them a foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? I'm just going to read it. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey? And I like what the Holy Spirit said, that the truth. The indefinite alaka there, which is the truth. To signify one truth. If you're there, that's what you should be underlined. The truth. The truth is like the book. The rostrum. How many rostrums right here? One. Amen. Definite alaka. See, these are identifying marks, brethren, to let you know that there's not two truths. There's only how many truths? The truth. Amen. Who I, Jesus Christ, has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. And by that word, crucified, mortified, right for. See, when you do stuff like that, you understand scheme of redemption. Amen. You say, what for? For is the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or really, you can say 43. Am I right? 39 plus 4. This only would have learned of you, received you, the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. That's two law, right? John 1:17. Either we have truth by the works of the law, which is the 39, or we have it through what? Through what he says here. By the hearing of faith. Ephesians 4:4. Right? And then he goes on, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? And I'm like, look at that little Spirit talking, y'all. Look how he's talking. He said, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized in one of your name, Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hey, when you got it, amen. Amen. You begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Y'all see the contrast what he's saying here? Do you see that? See, you got it. Now you want to go back to the flesh. See, you begun in the Spirit, amen. We're in spirit and in truth, amen. John 4:24, God's a spirit, and they that worship us worship him in spirit and in truth, amen. We're in the Spirit. Amen. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If ye be yet in vain. See, Matthew 15:9. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Why? Because you chose the flesh over the Spirit, right? Because when you receive the Spirit, you let hearing of faith go, right? Because of the truth. Y'all see how I walked my way back there? Y'all understand that? Want me to do it again? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's a blessing to be saved. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the church. Man, call me crazy. I ain't crazy. I'm happy. Amen. You going to get mad at me because I'm trying to stay in the truth? Amen. Because I'm trying to lead the truth to do something that can't be proved because it's in vain? Because it's fleshly? But any time, brother, listen to me. You do anything to go contrary or add to, or take away from God's word, you're out of the Spirit, and you're back in the flesh. That's any sin that you fail to repent of. Do you understand me? Do you understand the danger you are in or we are in when we sin and don't repent of that sin? That's the same thing that he's saying. Even though these people just wanted to go back to the law, which was a sin. Anytime we sin, and we don't repent of that sin, whatever it may be, at that point, everything that we do is useless. Man, sometimes I stand up. And I know when I say it, y'all would think I'm crazy. I think about Ephesians 4:30, how we're sealed with the Spirit. And I just look around me. And we got that protection all the way around us. And I look down and see it. I see the Spirit. Now, I'm not crazy about seeing through the Word. Amen. Amen. And until you can see it, brother, amen. See, until you can see it and use it, because that devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. But we got that protection. We got the truth. Am I right? We got the Spirit. Am I right? Why would anybody want the flesh? If you got that, why would you want it? Amen. And this is what he's trying to get them to say. See, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, that word again. That's how we serve one another, through the Spirit. That word minister means the Spirit. How we serve one another. See, ain't no way in the world you're going to have the Spirit not know how to act. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? See, ain't no way in the world you're going to have the Spirit in you, guided by the Spirit, say you got truth and say you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit, and don't know how to serve. That word minister means to serve. Let your light shine. Be the salt of earth. Be an ambassador. Be a royal priesthood. That's what that word means. It means to be able to serve. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all with me? But you got to grow into that point. You remember when James, you got to submit. You got to resist. You got to draw. To be humble. To be lifted up. You say, he still remembered. I sure do, because I use it every day. Every day of my life as I examine, because I'm a sinner. At least the devil was at me all last week. I ran 2 or 3 times. I had to hang up with somebody's face. I couldn't talk no more to him, because he was the devil. See, if I continue on, either he going to win or I was going to lose. So the best come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Then I had to take my understanding of what I knew, because I know it, in order to be transformed. You with me? See, that's what I had to do. Because if I didn't, I would have lost my service. Because the Spirit wouldn't have been there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this is what Judge just biting at the bit. I'm saying, he going to beat this Bible to death. I see you, Judge. I'll say something. Y'all say what I'm saying? Go ahead, Joe. I'm going to talk about it. Ooh. Yeah. Uh-huh. They can't be. Yeah. 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 But see, this is what he just said. It's the nature. You know what the word nature means? The makeup of us. See, you can be made of right, and you can be made of wrong. When God made us, I didn't make no junk. Right? We were made in the image of God. You with me? So think about what he said. So that's what we made up of. But in order for the work, that is the key. And this is what I've been emphasizing. See, Ephesians 5:17, you got to understand. Because you don't understand. See, that's the reason why the denominationalism, people in the church who pervert the gospel. See, they don't understand. These people did not understand. Because they did, they never want to go back. Amen. Here we go again. Just ask one simple question. This is a test. And you'll see I'm telling you the truth. If you go to 5 people, ask one simple question. How many books in the Bible? Now go to people who who really think they're in heaven. And we got people like that around us every day. See, they're always talking Jesus. They're always throwing their hands up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? They know what God has done for them. All right. You go to them, especially those people, ask one simple question. How many books in the Bible? I will guarantee you that 99% can't give you a basic answer. So if they don't know that, how can they understand in order to know 1 John 5:13 in order to be transformed? Why do you think we got the 66 books? James 1:25. The Genesis all lead to the perfect law of liberty. Amen. What would happen, Frazier, if Jesus would establish the church, amen, and went back to heaven and did not keep his word when he talked about 14:26, 15:26, 16:13 of John in relationship to 1 Corinthians 13 in relationship to us not giving us the perfect law of liberty? Suppose we never had it. We'd be messed up. Amen? See, we'll be lost. So it's the nature. See, that's what he's saying here. See, how can you? I know I'm being redundant. I know y'all look at me. But let me tell you something. You're making a mistake. How can you be too busy to not take 30 minutes out of a day, if it's that long, to read three chapters? How can you be too busy after you read them and you understand them and take note that you can say, well, I'm going to edify my brother, I'm going to build my brother up as we grow together? You tell me how you can be that busy. Because see, you ain't doing it for me. We're doing it for one another, amen? And the Bible says we're one, amen? It's not about me. See, praise, I want to preach. Just I want to preach. Come on. I want to teach. Come on. Because it's not about me, amen? Well, yes, sir, he's a pulpit preacher. I'm just blessed to be the preacher. But it ain't about me. We need all of us, amen, to work together as what? One in all. But you got to have the nature. But you know what, brother? You know what? You know what the key word you need to write down? Excuse me, brother. Is desire. If you don't have that desire, or if you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness, it ain't going to happen. Or, and like Paul said, go back to Galatians right quick. Paul said, over here in Galatians, hold your spot to that because we come back. Paul over here said, he said, Galatians 5:7, and I got this mark underlined and highlighted. He said, you run well, are you too busy? Y'all there? You did run well. But who or what or when did hinder you that you should not obey what? See, that's the point. That's examination. Amen. He writes 13:5 right by that, don't you? See, what is it? Who is it? See, and until you realize what that is and get it out of your life, the devil not going to never get your nature right. He ain't gonna never get your nature right. Because see, you have never had that mindset. The devil always will put something there to make it more important than this. Because the devil don't want you to grow. The devil don't want you to know truth. He don't want you to realize. Go back to chapter 3. See, he don't want you to realize, here it is right here. Go to verse number 4. That the Spirit gives us the ability to serve so that we won't be in vain. I'm backing back up from 5 to 4. Y'all with me? I'm going to slow it down. See, the Spirit, which is the Word, amen, James 1:25, right? Those are 66 books, am I right? See, once you know that, then you're going to know how to serve, right? So you won't be in vain, right? Because, see, we don't have the flesh, we have the Spirit. That's that nature, right? Right? Because you have received the Spirit not by the 39, but by the 27. Y'all see that? Right? Why? Because that's what truth is made up of. It. Ain't that wonderful? Do y'all see that? So when I see Christians acting a fool, or when I see myself acting a fool, but sometimes I do too. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Am I right? See, my sweet wife the other day, she ain't did nothing to me. I was just in an old, funny old mood. I was just in an old, funny old mood. She said something, and for no reason, I act a fool. Snap back. And she went back, she said, ooh. And when she said, ooh, truth started setting in. Amen. See, it was no reason for it. But that's the human makeup of us, brethren. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? But see, it's not right there because see, I had to take that and write it down because I got me a pad. See, because see, I don't want that to happen no more. See, it cannot happen no more. You know why it can't happen no more? Because see, it breaks down the oneness. It breaks down the twanging. It breaks down the help me. It breaks down the relationship that we have, she being my bride. That is the respect she give me in the head. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, everybody want to be a man, but it's more than being a man. Hello? See, you can look like a man. You can make good money, but don't mean you're a man. If it don't fit biblical principles. Amen? See, y'all look for boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, because they look good. Give me a spiritual woman, amen? Give me a spiritual woman, amen? And don't make no difference. Because I ain't looking at the outside, I'm looking at the inside. Am I right? Because see, keep on living. I showed y'all that picture, didn't Alicia? Last week? Y'all remember that picture? Dara said, what happened? Life. Two different people were in the cabin. But the same person. That's what time does, amen. Am I right? And you ain't got nothing, no spirituality to stick there, you understand? The devil gonna start throwing things at you. Am I right? See, y'all should have heard Kevin, shouldn't you, but in the workplace. That was the best lesson I heard. Because see, something out there in that workplace out to get you. But if you ain't got no stability, if your nature ain't right, if you ain't got truth, if you in the world versus the spirit, if you're not gathered by the spirit, if you're trying to serve based on the spirit, guess what's going to happen? The devil's going to get you. Every time. You know, folks been going to church all their life. That's all they've been doing. But they don't never learn nothing. We don't know how to treat one another. Oh, wrong with the world. People don't know the Bible. People don't know the Spirit. Because see, the Spirit don't make you hate. See, all week they've been talking about empowerment. And they've been bringing in keynote speakers and this speaker and this speaker. All you got to do, one word change everything. The word. Truth will change people. I'm telling you, man, that's all you need. It may not deal with your black, white. God no respect a person, amen. Poor, rich, God no respect a person, amen. We all equal in God's eyesight. You understand what I'm saying? Gender be right, everything will be right because truth will be gathered. Truth. You know how to act, amen. The home will be right. See, that's the problem in nowadays. The home messed up. You know why the home messed up? Because we overlive our budget, or we want to be more than what we want to be, and because of that, well, you need two incomes to survive. You can make it out of one income if that's all you got. Y'all remember y'all just put up in the tank and said, give me $1 worth of gas? Huh? You remember when you went to the grocery store and you got what you needed and you didn't swipe? Why are you going to charge food with an 18% interest rate? That don't make sense. Y'all remember that? But it's called greed. So when you go outside God's word, something's going to suffer. You're back in the flesh. You understand what I'm saying? Because what you're doing, see, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses to be something that you're not. Amen. And then what you're back in the world because you're not guided by the Spirit. Because the Bible says, whoever state you find yourself in, be what? Boop, boop. Content. See, I used to say, man, I don't like oatmeal. I used to say, man, I can't eat without salt. He said, I can't do. Well, I figured it out. Yes, you can. But why did I believe that? Because that's what I said. It's a mind thing. So the point is, let me move on. I want to look at the other chart. And then it said here, look, it said, even so, Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Right, Genesis 12, that's what we've been talking about. 12, 17, 49, that's what we've been talking about. Am I right? So y'all been with me, you know what I'm talking about. And thy seed shall all nations of earth be blessed. Amen. And because of that, through the seed of Abraham, that is based on the promise, amen, that is what we talked about. Number one, we can be righteous too. Because see, you can't be righteous if your seed don't match up with Abraham's seed. Because see, it's a flow of genealogy. Right? Right? See, so you got to hook back up to Abraham's seed. Guess what, y'all? These are identifying marks right here to make you know, to understand that the church is right. A lot of people don't think that the church is right. A lot of people think that people, I'm talking about people in the Church of Christ, believe that, hey, there are people in denominationalism can't be saved. A lot of people say, well, you sure? I hear a lot of people in the church say, man, that is a great book by Joyce Myers. Someone said that the other day to me, have you read that new book by Joyce Myers? Who is she? Well, do you want to read it? I got something better. It's called a 66. And then why would I read something about Joyce Myers? Number one, Joyce Myers is still in the flesh. We already said, if you're in the flesh, everything that you do is in vain because you don't have the Spirit. So why would I want to follow her when she don't know how to serve herself? Do y'all see that? Because I want you to think I'm being ugly when I say stuff like that. I want you to see it. Based on where we just started. Now, if you read it, don't feel bad about it. Just don't read it no more. Amen. Because see, if you read it, you can't take it back. It's there. Amen. See, what you got to do now is go back and what she said, correct what she just said, because what she said can't be right, because it can't be imputed unto righteousness, because she's not of the seed of Abraham. Amen. That's what it just said. It said, based on the obedience of Abraham, he imputed righteousness, right? Am I right? And because we are the seed of Abraham, we are righteous. But see, what I'm saying, if you don't see it, if you don't understand it, to know it, not going to mean nothing to you. But see, what you're going to say, that's negative preaching. Because it go against the grain. It go against the norm. People don't tell you this in church. Because see, we've gotten away from old-fashioned preaching. The reason why we've gotten away from old-fashioned preaching because preachers have taken a profession and make a preacher to be a privilege to make it a profession, which is not. It's not a profession. And I asked a bunch of preachers, they said, one of the preachers to me, I said, can you give me one example, one preacher in the Bible that you know was a full-time preacher? Nobody never could give an answer. Because you didn't have one. Everyone that I know did something else. Now, the church aided them. The church helped them, but I would not put the church in bondage. Amen. If our Paul came to me right now and said, Brother Lyle, we're not going to be able to pay you no more. I'm going to keep on going. Because it's not about that. Amen. See, I've had several opportunities to leave here, go to another congregation. But it wasn't about that. Not to me. I've seen preachers, you know, well, I'm leaving. I'm going to Atlanta. Why? Well, better benefits. Well, why you may be better useful where you are. Why are you leaving enough for? You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, it got to be guided by truth, and that's the point that I'm saying now. Y'all with me? You with me? See. Then, verse 8, is it in the scriptures foreseeing that God would justify? The word justify means to be made right, Romans 1:16-17, through the power of the gospel, right? The heathen through faith, and that word heathen, guess who that is, me and you? But you call me no heathen, that's what we were once. Before we got what truth, right? Before we left the flesh and got in the spirit. Before we learned how to serve. Am I right? See, we almost lost. We were heathens, amen. How you got it? Through faith. Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations ever be blessed. Right? Genesis 12:1 then. Ain't that what it is? See, he tried to get them to say, hey, why are you going back for, man? You don't lost your mind. You foolish. Why in the world do you want to serve the world? You foolish. What in the hell the world got for you? I ain't cussed neither. Because you keep fooling around the world, that's where you're going to hell. Amen. Am I right? Read Luke 16. Amen. People dying and going to hell every day. Every single day. But we don't have to. It'll be a shame for you who are sitting here under the sound of my voice hearing this teaching, but because you love the flesh more than you love the spirit, because you don't realize what you're doing is in vain, because you don't know how to serve, because you don't have truth, that you got, you already had it. If it's something different, you didn't have it. See, you got it one time. That's even why Peter said, what? It's better that you never have even been born than to turn. It's like a dog who eats it back its vomit. Anyway, so then, verse 9, they would be of faith. Oh, I love this. Man, everybody, Melanie, be blessed. Your people be blessed. You know people say that. How you doing? I'm blessed. Then they even say, Kobe said, by the best. Kobe calls, how you doing, Kobe? I'm blessed by the best. He says, oh, man, you know. He says so fast. All right, Kobe. But see, I let Kobe go. Because, anyway. But this is what I'm going to say. So then, they, underline that word they, that's the saved. You can put your name there. You can make it personal. Which be of faith. Now, start right there because, see, I'm going to tell you what make you know that you are in faith. Number one, go back. Go back to what he's saying here, verse 5. You know how to serve. Because of the spirit that's in you. You're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. Amen. See, you know that. Amen. Based on what you received when you were baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, right? Why? Because you're in truth. You with me? Now, let's go a little bit further. We are made right. We are righteous because of the promise that was made to Abraham. Right? And because of that word enmity, because of that word warfare, because of that word head, because of that word heal that we talked about. You remember we talked about that last week? We are blessed because we are offsprings of Abraham, amen, which imputed righteous that makes us righteous so that we say we are what? Blessed. Now, if you don't fit all those qualifications, don't you use that word. You can't use it. Because that word blessed means to be happy. It's a spiritual happiness. It's a mind happiness. It's a happiness that in spite of whatever state you find yourself in, be content. It's a happiness in spite of we can do all things through Christ. My God shall supply. All things work out together. It's a spite of whatever state you in, brethren. It makes no difference. Let me tell you something in life. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. There's going to be sometimes you feel good, sometimes you don't feel good. There's going to be sometimes you're going to be hungry, and sometimes you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. There's going to be time when you be so broke that when you open the door, you flip the switch and hope the light's still on. Amen. Pick up the telephone and say, please let me have a dial tone. If you ain't never been there, you don't know what I'm talking about. That's what blessed means. Because we still have a God. See, he's still on the throne. He's still the head. He's still the root of our life. But the good thing for us, brother, we can say we are children of God. And don't you ever forget that. But afraid to say all the time, live like somebody died for you. But you can't live that way, brother, because your mindset ain't right. If your nature, see, we seek the wrong nature. See, we seek monetary. See, we think that, and I ain't got nothing against education. We think that education. See, we need to start teaching our children how to be spiritual. How to develop their mind spiritual. Because see, when you get that right, everything else is going to flow right. Tell you, brother, when you get that right, you ain't got to force them to want to do their homework. Because that's the right thing to do. You with me? And that's the point that I'm trying to see, brother. Our mindset, our nature going to be right simply because. But when you begin to put in things in your spiritual body that's antagonistic, see, that's what's wrong with the human body. God made the human body good. Amen. But see, greed. I saw the other day that they can take a baby chicken and they can develop that chicken to full grown within 2 weeks through injections. Because it's called supply and demand. See, they just don't have enough chicken. They can't grow them fast enough, Frazier. Because, but we ain't got no choice. See, when you go to the store and buy, what you think you buying? See, what you think you buying? You understand what I'm saying? See, you make it say, well, I can't afford to go to Whole Foods. See, I can go to Piggly Wiggly, they're 99 cents a pound. You go to Whole Foods, they're $4 a pound. You understand? And then even if you go to Whole Foods and buy it $4, you don't know anything ain't been shot up. You understand what I'm saying? But see, we put it in our body. And then we wonder why we have high blood pressure, or why we're overweight, or whatever it may be. And when all those things affect your body breaks down. It just breaks down. See, I watched Dr. Oz the other day, and they showed a good lung and a bad lung, a person who's smoking and who don't smoke. I said, golly. You think somebody been smoking 10, 15, 20 years? Man, their lung all messed up. How you going to breathe when your lung look like charcoal? Hello? How you going to do it? And I can go on and on. But see, that's what happens when you're not guided by the Spirit. Amen. And one more thing. Do you know it's a sin not to take care of your body? Hello? Y'all get all this here, did you? Am I telling the truth? But when you learn better, you what? You do better in relationship to understand what is the will of the Lord. So let me finish it. So then by verse 11, it said, but that no man is justified by the law, right? 39, read that, right? See, right? 39, in the sight of God. See, it is evident for the just shall live by what? The just shall live by what? And tie that back in to the truth, amen. See, not by works of law or by the hearing of faith, amen, that you got from the beginning, because if you don't do it, it's in vain because you don't know how to serve. You with me? 5:1 right quick. Do this make sense to y'all? And see, we can get into Galatians, we're going to hit it all, amen. So 5:1, it says here, stand fast. Don't you let nobody fool you. See, don't you let nobody bewitch you that you should not obey the truth. But stand fast. Like Fred just said, not just on Sunday, but you do it 24/7. 7 days a week. Yeah. Therefore, in the liberty, right, John 8:31-32, that's the freedom we have by being in the spirit versus the law. See, W.C. Edwards over there at Powell said, y'all just go and leave us alone because we got the liberty to do what we want to do. He out of his mind. You ain't got the liberty to do what you want to do. They ain't never been that way. God ain't never operated that way. If that's the case, he's going to apologize to Adam and Eve. He's going to apologize to all those folks that were destroyed in the flood. And I can go on and on. He's going to apologize to Moses. I can go on and on. All those people he swallowed up, got bitten by a snake, died. I can go on and on. Y'all remember that? They couldn't do what they wanted to do. Right? So what make you have the liberty? No, that don't mean that. It means that we've been made free. See, we're not justified by the law. We're free from the law. Well, when Christ has made us free, right? And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, that is the word. Now, in this case, he's talking about the law. Come out. See, let me tell you something about life. Yesterday was yesterday. You ain't gonna bring that back. It's gone. Right? So why in the world do you keep on carrying things over like naught from naught? See, why you keep on carrying things over? See, what happened yesterday, you gotta forget about it and press on toward the month. Some folks hold on to stuff 5 years ago. Husband and wife still bringing stuff up. You gotta let it go. Forgive and forget, amen. Because, see, as long as you hold on to it, that's bondage. Hello? Am I right? Sean, I was thinking about our last, because that sermon was so good you preached Sunday. And when you thought about that word redeemed, I was going to 4th Avenue South the other day, and I looked over where the old S&N Green Stamp player used to be. Y'all remember you used to be over there on 4th Avenue South? To the left? Y'all remember that? Yeah. Where the road divide like that, and you're gone up the road. And I laughed, and it took me so bad, I had to pull on the think about what he said. But see, you couldn't take him anyway to redeem him. You had to take him back to the Israel, didn't you? Ain't that right? See, all way you can redeem him to get them old cheap toasters, because stuff they gave you wasn't no good. Y'all remember that? You remember that? But you went to your grocery store, you keep the change, but give them S&N Green Stamp. They better not cheat you on your Green Stamp. And you go home, you put them in the book before you put the groceries up. Didn't you? Because everybody wants something for nothing, didn't they? But the point was, when I thought about it, I looked over that song and it brought back to my remembrance, you had to go back to the Israel. And he used that word redeemed. See, to be redeemed, you got to go back to Christ. You got to go back to truth. See, and that's what we've been talking about, right? And that's the reason why you got to stand fast. But see, you don't understand if you didn't know what he was talking about. And y'all know what, y'all? It's good to be a Christian. Am I right? Am I right? All right? And then, but read the next 6 verses. But go to 6:15. And then next week, we're going to pick up on that child. I know I didn't get to it today, but you'll see what I'm talking about. He said 6:15, for in Christ Jesus, see, neither circumcision availeth anything, non-circumcision, but a new creation. Amen. Right, Romans 6. See, and then right, 2 Corinthians 5, it's 5:17. And what is it? See, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Write that down there too. And then next week, what we're going to do, pull this sheet out right quick. What we're going to do, we're going to go back next week, and we're going to tie this in to the old and the new with Galatians 3:16-29 and contrast both. All right? In relationship to Genesis 12:1, to the land, to the promise, to the faith, to the seed. Y'all see all that right there? Y'all with me? And we're going to tie that in, then we'll go back to 1:1. I'm going backwards, folks, but you got to see why I'm doing it. Amen. You know the key word today? John gave it to us, nature. How your nature. Okay? Remember that. Good stuff. Let us pray.